This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم بارك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
And welcome back to Salam Britain. And now it's time for Reflect Yahya Ibrahim. And we continue the conversations in the Quran. Assalamu alaikum,
Sheikh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And it's good to see you again, Sheikh. All the way there from Perth in Australia. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah. It's a pleasure to join you once again. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to gather our hearts, even though we are separate from each other. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be a benefit, a mutual benefit, inshallah, to others. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen. Thank you so much. And we're really looking forward to what you have to say today, because you are continuing with Bakr al-Bakr from the Quran, inshallah. And you were saying chapter 45, if I am correct. So please tell us a little bit about all of that and what we should be expecting today, inshallah.
الله يبارك فيكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. As we have been journeying through the Quran, specifically through Surah Al-Fatiha, and now Alhamdulillah Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest chapter of the Quran. Last week we had the ability, inshallah, although there was a little bit of disjointed connections, to speak about verse number 44. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the people of Bani Israel, and by extension, our ummah, and by extension, all of humanity, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you preach righteousness and fail to practice it yourselves, although you may be fluent in reading the scripture that has been provided to you? Do you not have any common sense? Do you not understand what your duties are to Allah? Today, inshallah, we're going to extend our discussion with what is a natural follow-up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us about being of those who are non-critical of ourselves, but are hypercritical of others. And in the same way, Allah warns us subtly, implicitly, that that can cause imbalance in our life, that when we are challenged by hardship, if we don't have these particular tools, we may not be able to find the contentment of heart, the ease of our burden, and that we remain steadfast in the trials and tribulations that befall us. Allah continues in verse number 45, which is our focus today. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. This is one of the central verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. And if you've been following along for the weeks that we have been discussing Surah Al-Baqarah, there's certain verses where Allah draws our attention to a foundational asl, principle of life. This is a point where you and I are meant to sit up and lend an ear and pay critical attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. وَاسْتَعِينُوا. Seek your help. Subhanallah. The very first element is to understand that invariably, at one point or another, we will be weak and with need. We will be unable to fulfill what it is that we desire. There's going to be a moment where we try to heal ourselves and are at a loss. There will be a moment where our wealth will not be enough for us. There will be a moment where tragedy strikes us and we need to rely upon a greater power and authority and assistance. There is going to come a point to any person, any human being, who they will fail at being able to be their sole producer and provider. So Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا. You will need to seek help. Through what? بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Through enduring patience within yourself and a commitment to your prayers. Now, the syntax of these two words is incredible. Allah doesn't say, seek help from me by praying, because a lot of us, one of the first things we do, sadly, is that when we are struck in a problem, we say, Ya Allah, you know, help. Oh Allah, help. And it's as if we feel that we don't have our own determination. Allah wants you to know that being patient, enduring patiently, and I don't really like that word patient. It's more about perseverance, courage, extension of one's abilities to fix one's own problem. Sabr is not an inactive process. You are not just patient by sitting at the corner and just, chin in your hand saying, woe is me. I just have to wait until Allah helps. Let me pray my worries away. That is not the Quranic paradigm. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Get active in your patience. Patience, الصبر, you know, patience is of multi-levels. And subhanAllah, if we were to speak about the conceptualization of sabr from a language perspective, from a sharia perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from a Quranic perspective, from a hadith perspective, what you will find is that it is so multidimensional that that you and I seek to within ourselves. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Get active in fixing what it is that you find difficulty. But don't forget, you will never do it alone. وَالصَّلَاةِ. Connect yourself to me. The word prayer here, it's not just call me. You know, many of us in the English language, when we write our dua, we say, Oh Allah. And it's almost as if we're saying, Ya Allah. You find very few places in the Quran where the ya is put before the word Allah in nida, in calling out Allah, because Allah is not one who you summon the way you summon others. So we say Allahumma, the only Allah that I have, the only one who is always listening, the only one who is available to help, the only one who is all powerful, all knowing, all wise, all caring, all giving, all sustaining. Allahumma is very different to Ya Allah. When you call me, you say, Ya Yahya, hey, give me your attention, meaning that I can turn away from you. I can ignore you. I can pretend I didn't hear you. I may be selective in my response to you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is al-ilah al-ma'bud, the only one. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Allah tells us in Surah An-Naml, who other than Allah is the one who answers the one in need when they are in need, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. So begin your battle in any trial and difficulty through enduring courage of patience, through perseverance. Get up, dust yourself off, and begin your actions again. Get up and fulfill your orders that have been given to you by Allah. In fact, sabr is necessary for doing righteous deeds. The three important layers of patience is as-sabr ala al-ma'mur, to show you will endure patiently in fulfilling the obligation set upon us by Allah. Was-sabr anil mahdhur, and to show your enduring, long-standing patience in being distant from what Allah has prohibited. Was-sabr ala al-bala, and third, and in fact, the least of importance, is to show patience when trial and hardship descends and befalls us suddenly. If you do the first two correctly, if you are enduring patiently with your Fajr prayer, whether it's 3 a.m. in the morning or it's 7 a.m. in the morning, whether it's in the summer or months, winter solstice, if you are enduring with your fasting, enduring with your generosity and your charity, if you are enduring with showing love to those who may be unlovable, but it is demanded of you by Allah, if you are a person of substance and courage and determination and stamina, then when trial befalls you, you will be resilient. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the dua of the prophets. They would always say, رَبَّنَا ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Oh Allah, grant us patience and make our feet firm. Make us planted strongly onto the earth. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And support us against those who rebel against the truth and you, oh Allah. Following that, وَالصَّلَاةِ. Connect yourself to me. Be regular in your prayer. Salah is the thing that will require the greatest patience in your life. And that's a beautiful summary of this ayah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرًا إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. You will find that it is a burden, an enormity, a hardship, kabira, a major trial, except for those who develop khashi'in, develop humbleness and humility before Allah. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They are those who live their life certain that they will return to meet with their Lord, that they will have a time that they will stand before Allah the Almighty to be asked about the large and the small, the good and the bad and the ugly. They will be asked about the halal and the haram. They will be asked about the major and the minor. They'll be asked about their personal indiscretions and their indiscretions that were flagrant towards others. Who develops that humility? Who will be of those enduring in prayer? Who will be therefore resilient in the trials of hardship? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who understand that they will have a meeting with their Lord, and to Him, ultimately, they and all of us will be returned. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you and I firmness and steadfastness and success, that we're able to remain resilient through the hardships and the perils and the difficulties of life and death. Allahumma ameen. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. I just wanted to share one final reflection about this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to us that sabr and salah, both of them are joined together. And as you and I begin to develop a regularity of our prayer, as you and I are able to cross our calendars, and that we find day after day, week after week, month after month, there are 5 ticks for each day. There are 35 ticks for every week, accomplishing our salah, that we end the month, we end the year, cannot even remember the one prayer that we missed, alhamdulillah. We know that that was a result of us being patient, but that built within us a resiliency to the trials that may befall us in life. Why does Allah warn us that we will need to seek help? It is a warning from Allah that life, as sweet as it is, and as green as the earth is, and as blessed and sustaining as Allah has given us in this life, all of this khayr and barakah, Allah will invariably test us with good and ease and hardship and difficulty in alterating terms. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I from those who are steadfast in our prayers, which allows us to be resilient and courageous and steadfast and patient when the times get tough, so that we become tougher and stronger and able to stand proudly in the ranks of the most resilient human being, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the most upright in his prayer and the most patient and sabir in his demeanor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah allow us to establish khushu' and humility in our prayer. And for that to be established, I want you to think about how you end your salah, that moment of tranquility as you exit your prayer. It usually hits us at the very end where we're just saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum. That moment where everything has kind of passed and everything has settled in your heart and in your mind, and you have cleared a lot of that which was whispering and moving around in your head. And in that final moment, there was that little speck of clarity. That is what you seek to establish before you say Allahu Akbar, so that your whole utility of prayer can be a demonstration of concentration and humility and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live in this world as if we understand and are cognizant of the fact, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They are certain that eventually they will meet their Lord. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And to him, all of us, we will be returned. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you. Wow, amazing, Sheikh. Thank you so much, Jazakallah Khair. And you know, I had never actually made that link with Sabah and Salah before in that way. I didn't see it as an active thing. I thought Sabah was more sitting back and waiting, and Salah was the active part. I didn't really link the two together, that almost that Sabah has to be active, and then you will find that patience, and that will help you with your prayer, because you've got to be patient to pray, and then through prayer you also become more patient. Alhamdulillah, I didn't make that link.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. And Sheikh, do tell us as well, that moment you said, when you say Allahu Akbar and you start your prayer, that part, is that the real patience, just that interim part there? Is that where you will feel that patience that you have learned, that you've actively been out to seek, is that when you will feel it most, at that point, before you start your prayer?
For many of us, we always wonder about our prayers, and it's something that we should all be introspective about. I remember my first time as an adult visiting Mecca, and I offered my two prayers. And I didn't feel anything special. And I spoke to my teacher and I said, you know, everybody tells you, you know, you're standing in front of the Kaaba. I came all the way from Canada. It's, you know, I paid so much money. I'm doing my Umrah. You know, aren't I supposed to cry? Or like, you know, shouldn't there be some electric shock in your body? Or like, what are you supposed to feel? You know, people tell you you're supposed, you know, being connected to Allah has some certain type of feeling. There isn't. There isn't this feeling where you're like, unless I have that, I'm not actually feeling that connection with Allah. For each and every one of us, the expression of our prayer is meant to be deep-seated in our heart. That the moment you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two essential things are to come in your mindset, in your body, in your habits, in your proclamations, in the statement of your tongue. The first is Allahu Akbar, that nothing in that moment is meant to be greater than Allah. No worry, no problem, no debt, no argument, no court date, nothing in that moment is beyond Allah's power. That Allah is greater than my illness, that Allah is greater than my hardship, that Allah is greater than my success. That I am not my own making, that I'm not the one who made it, I'm the one who's smarter than others or better in investing, or, you know, that Allah ultimately, akbar min kulli shay, is greater than all other things that He has allowed to come into existence and for me to come into vicinity with Him. The second understanding that is that I'm at attention before Allah. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ Allah says in the Quran, stand before God and find your humility. As we stand before Allah, it's as if I'm one who is about to be condemned and the judge is about to give an order. And I have my final moment to grant myself an ability to gain some freedom, some lessening of my account. I'm going to petition the one who is about to decide my fate, and I'm going to humbly ask for another chance. It's equally that I'm a beggar in front of the one who is beneficent, who is sharing with me and giving to me. And I want greater than just a penance. I'm going to stand in front of the King of Kings. Surely I'm not going to find that all I can ask for is a handful and some pennies. So I want to have a greater hope in the mercy of Allah, greater hope in the power and generosity of Allah. That when you kind of put those two things together, you begin to understand this is why I'm standing before Allah. This is why I left my desk at work. This is why I've left my bed before the sun has risen, because Allahu Akbar. And I know that I need His guidance, help, forgiveness, and blessing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I mean, that is absolutely wonderful. And I feel now that you've explained it so well, that it's that readiness to pray, the eagerness to pray, and the fact that you are praying, and that is where you will find the Sabbath. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Sheikh. Very, very interesting. And hopefully we will see you also in our next session next week. And also for, I think you're Islamically answering questions for our Islamic section later. Is that right, Sheikh?
I will be at the top of the hour at noon London time every Wednesday, the one answering your questions for Islamic Q&A, inshallah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Sheikh. Well, have fun in Perth and take care until we talk to you again, inshallah.
Allahi barik. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I learned so much from that segment, you know, and it's always